Hey friends, it's the 11th of February, and today you'll be reading Mark chapter 4.
You will, for the third time, read about the parable of the sower. You know, repetition really helps us to remember, doesn't it? Jesus talks about the lamp on the stand and a couple more parables, and then we see a shift. The parables take up most of this chapter, and then at the end of this chapter in Mark 4, we see that Jesus calms the storm. I want to read that to you. That day when evening came, he said to his disciples, "Let's go over to the other side." Now they're talking about the Sea of Galilee here. Leaving the crowd behind them, they took him along just as he was in the boat. There were also other boats with him. A furious squall came up, and the waves broke over the boat so that it was nearly swamped. Jesus was in the stern, sleeping on a cushion. The disciples woke him and said to him, "Teacher, don't you care if we drown?" He got up, rebuked the wind, and said to the waves, "Quiet, be still." Then the wind died down, and it was completely calm. He said to his disciples, "Why are you so afraid? Do you still have no faith?" They were terrified and asked each other, "Who is this? Even the wind and the waves obey him." Isn't that a cool story? So they're on the Sea of Galilee. You think about that. It's not an ocean. How big could this storm possibly be? It's just the little Sea of Galilee. Well, the Sea of Galilee sits about 600 feet below sea level, and everything around it is higher. And as winds come over the hills, it would cause furious winds down on the lake. And that would be called a squall back then. And I'm talking about a violent set of waves coming up over the boat. And where's Jesus during this? He's sleeping on a cushion. Right? Jesus had had a long day of teaching, hadn't he? And his disciples, though, when this squall came up, if they were already sleeping, they woke up immediately. And if they weren't sleeping, either way, they were freaking out. And then I want you to pay special attention today to Jesus's reaction after he calms the storm. He asks them two questions. He asks them, one, "Why are you so afraid?" And two, "Where is your faith?" Wow, when we think about things that happen in our life and that we freak out about, things where we feel like we're going to die or if we feel like we'll never make it through, how often do we stop and remember that Jesus isn't sleeping so soundly that he can't easily calm our storms? The disciples at the end of this passage, it says they were terrified. Now, does that mean they were scared? I don't know about necessarily scared, similar to the shepherds when they saw the angels when Jesus was born. They were freaked out with excitement mixed with fear. And they said, "Who is this? Who is this? Even the winds and the waves obey him." You see, they had already seen, if you look back, even in the book of Mark, and you see that Jesus had healed a man with a shriveled hand. Jesus had healed Peter's mother with a fever. And Jesus had gone around and taught all of these things. And it was very clear who Jesus was. But to control nature to them was yet another step of miraculous actions they didn't realize that Jesus was capable of. Let me close by asking you a question. Why are you so afraid? Think about those things in your life that seem to mean desperation should incur. Things that seem so big and so huge that these storms that circle all around us. Why are you so afraid? Where is your faith? Who do you put your faith in? And if we can learn to remember in those storms that Jesus is right there with us and that he will calm the storm and we can trust him, because we oftentimes don't realize just how big our God really is. Enjoy your reading today as you read about parables and the calming of the storm, and remember that Jesus calms storms in our lives too. He's right there with us. Have a great day.